You're listening to the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Mike Green. There's a lot happening these days in the world of global relations, but here in Southern Oregon, there's been a positive and consistent relationship for more than 30 years between Phoenix and Ashland High Schools and a community of high schools in Japan. Every other year since 1988, organizers produce a football game featuring all-star high school players from Ashland and Phoenix who are selected to the team known as the South Valley Wolf Pack. They compete against the team of all-stars from various high schools in Japan in what is known as the Pacific Rim Bowl. That's what happened last week, with athletes and families traveling from Japan to visit Southern Oregon, stay with host families, and compete in the Pacific Rim Bowl. Joining me in the studio to help us learn more is a man with more than 40 years of coaching experience. He's the head football coach of Phoenix High School, Charlie Hall. Welcome.
Hi, Mike.
Also joining us in the studio is the vice principal of Phoenix High School, Erica Ochoa. Welcome.
Hey, thank you.
So, Coach, before we talk about last week's Pacific Rim Bowl, take me back to when this cultural exchange was first started, and whose brilliant idea was it?
Well, I don't know if your show is this long, but we'll take you back a little bit. The whole concept of the Pacific Rim Bowl started with a man who was at one time the football coach at Southern Oregon State College. And that was the man that I played for, Chuck Mills, and he was the head coach at Southern Oregon State in 1980. But 10 years prior, he took Utah State University to Japan to play an all-star team of college athletes. And then he took a job at Wake Forest. He took Wake Forest University to Japan a few years later to do the same thing, to play this all-star team. And during that time, he got to know the folks, especially from Kansai Gakuin University in the Osaka area. And KGU, makes it easier to say, arranged a game for Southern Oregon State College to go there in 1985. And that was kind of the Southern Oregon connection to a Japanese USA football connection. In 1986, Kansai Gakuin came to Southern Oregon to become the first Japanese collegiate football team to play in America. And they played over here at Raider Stadium. Mm-hmm. And during that time, there was a man that was an official of the, not a referee official, but just an official of the party in the university. He was actually the official of the Western Football Association in Japan. He and some friends were walking down the street, and they stumbled upon Ashland High School and saw Jim Nagel and the Ashland Grizzlies practicing out there. And they had a conversation, and, you know, they talked about what a dream it was for Mr. Furukawa to have an American team come to Japan to promote football and to play a Japanese high school all-star team. And 2 years later, Jim Nagel got all the boxes checked and what he had to do to take a team to Japan, and that was the birth of the Pacific Rim Bowl.
And it's been going on since?
Since 1988.
Okay, and how did you get involved?
Well, I was in my long travels as a football coach, and I was in between collegiate jobs. But Ashland has always been near and dear to our family, and so we ended up moving back here, and I satellited a few times to different universities, but my family stayed in Ashland. So I was looking for a job in 1998. And went and talked to Coach Nagel, whom I'd known a little bit, you know, just because of recruiting and things like that. And I said, hey, I think I need to maybe take a step back from college football and wanted to kind of go back into high school. So I got all my credentials and whatnot. And I coached with Jim in 1998. And by the way, we won a state championship that year, 14-0, and kind of an amazing experience with that. But the very next year, that summer, was my first Pacific Rim Bowl. And I was introduced to this amazing game, and being half Japanese, you know, I was really fascinated about, you know, being a part of the not only the game but the cultural aspect of learning more about my own heritage. So I was an assistant with Jim in 1998, went away to a college, you know, for the next 4 years from 2001, came back in 2005 as the head football coach at Ashland High School. And, of course, my first game was against Japan in Japan. I was on the job for about 60 days and had to get a team ready, and that was quite challenging. But went to Japan in 2005, and, you know, that was just an amazing experience and was able to host them 2 years afterwards. And so as a head coach at Ashland, I was able to take three teams to Japan and host a Japanese all-star team three times.
Okay, so there's a question that's just, you know, chomping at the bit here.
Yeah.
How did it turn out?
Well, the game, didn't turn out very well. You know, I mean, I know it's we use the phrase it's more than a game. I'm glad that's the case because we took so much more from the experience of the week than the actual game of 48 minutes, you know, last Friday night. But, you know, I think we have to look at that aspect. But I think it's still a benefit to our players just to be part of the summer football experience. You know, it's the preparation. It's combining with another high school, which means our practices were more intense and we were going against, you know, better players than we'd normally in our own preparation with ourselves. So there was a lot of benefits, not to mention just the collegiality of coaches getting to know each other, players from two communities getting to know each other and respecting each other for the shared passion of football. I think that was the sort of the value or the legacy of just being a part of the South Valley team. And then you throw in the Japanese component, then you have this other, you know, cultural, competitive, you know, combination that was incredible.
So this was the 18th event.
Correct.
And what's the overall record now?
Well, Japan has a 10-8 lead right now. And it's been a while. I know the last time that Ashland won was 2015, and that was – we were on a tail end of a 3-game win streak in my time as the head coach at Ashland. So things have changed. I think there's been a lot of you know, things that have happened in the Valley to both schools, you know, some declining enrollment. You know, there's been hardships in the community, you know, especially in Phoenix, that make it challenging to get football players out. So, you know, and while we are – kind of, I guess you would say, you know, trying to regain what once was, you know, in terms of numbers and competitive advantage, Japan is blossoming. I think there's more players, you know, that are playing football. Now, it's not the primary sport. It's not like baseball in Japan, but football is becoming much popular in Japan. Athletes who you can clearly see, you know, are very talented, that understand the game. And in Japan, they play – this is their main sport. You know, in America, we promote multi-sport athletes. We want our kids to be three-sport athletes. We want them to have all those variety of experiences. Right. In Japan, when you play baseball, you're a baseball player. When you play football, you're a football player. And there's not this cross-pollination of athletes, you know, throughout the youth sports system. And when you get these players at their end of their high school careers – they're quite talented. You know, they've had 9 games in the fall. They have a spring season. They play 6 games in the spring, not to mention the playoffs if their team went well. So there's a lot of football experience that these young boys that we played last Friday have that our players, frankly, do not. And I think that showed a little bit, you know, in terms of, you know, how they performed and how well they executed, I thought, you know, on Friday night.
And they're choosing their all-stars from across how many high schools?
I would say there were 20 – In the low 20s of representation on the team, no more than 4 from one particular school. And so it's a very strong team from strong programs. And these are very committed young men. And you know, I want to say this first, is that the Pacific Rim Bowl Japan selects players with strong academics and strong character. I mean, that's an important part of the program. And I think you can talk to any of our host parents. They were so impressed with just the respect and the manners and the politeness of the Japanese boys. So it speaks volumes about the character of these boys. They are good students, and clearly they're very, very good football players too.
My guests are Phoenix football head coach Charlie Hall and Phoenix High School vice principal Erica Ochoa. We're talking about the 18th Pacific Rim Bowl and the cultural exchange activities with all-star athletes from Japan and their families who traveled to Southern Oregon last week for the biennial competition. So, Erica, you served as a host family this year, right?
Yes, I did.
Tell me about that experience.
Oh, gosh. It was amazing. I think we were all just curious about each other, curious about them. My son, who's the kicker, who was the kicker this year for the team, he's a multi-sport athlete, so he's got, you know, lots to talk about different sports. And so he connected with the boys way before they even got here, as soon as we got names and email addresses, and they connected on Snapchat or whatever kids are using these days. And, you know, exchanging, what do you want to do here? What are you interested in? So the bond already kind of began even before. And so when they arrived, we were super excited just to meet them as individuals, hearing from my son. I have an 11-year-old and a 4-year-old as well at home. And so that, along with it, like, they were super excited because they're into, like, anime and things from Japan, and any chance that they get – they like being immersed in different things. And so that was really awesome. So when we got them, just introducing them to things that are, you see in the movies, I guess, like typical American, but we're also not your typical American family. We are of Mexican descent, and so born in Mexico. And so we also were able to give them that level of experience in our home, both with music and culture and a lot of similarities in our culture and their culture in expectations and things like that. So it was just, it's all around, it was an awesome experience.
Well, true cultural diversity.
Absolutely.
How many of the athletes and family members did you host?
We only had two students, and so those two were enough. just because it's boys, it's teenage boys.
Yeah.
You know, there's this expectation around like, oh man, my house is full of boys. There was only two girls in the household. So that was fun in and of itself. And so, yeah.
Well, communication is obviously an issue. So how is that resolved?
A lot of different ways between our translating apps and the boys practicing, you know, words and phrases and things like that. We have a translator app that we're going to be using, Time Kettle, which is a program and a handheld translator device. So that's what we used most of the time for the kids to be able to communicate seamlessly.
Well, I think about the transportation logistics, scheduling of excursions, mm-hmm. Practices, meals, mm-hmm. even free time for the mm-hmm. athletes. All that has to be scheduled. How is it coordinated?
That was fun. that was really fun. The committee did a really good job providing us with kind of a skeleton. This is where the boys need to be and when they need to be there. So that was great. And that helped us plan kind of, okay, we have them from this time to this time so that then we could plan some excursions, you know, took them to the Oregon Vortex, gave them some options about where it is they wanted to spend their time or what they wanted to see. But most of the time they wanted to go shopping. They wanted to go to sports stores. They wanted to go just explore the mall, just things like that. So we definitely kind of coordinated with that skeleton of a schedule.
And Coach, tell me about the experience of the athletes with regard to the practice schedules and the game itself.
Well, the preparation, we have to stay in compliance with the OSAA from the South Valley side of things, which really makes it challenging because we weren't able to include the entirety of both of our football programs in the game. So we had to make this smaller all-star team based on two schools, but we didn't want to exclude the other players, and primarily the freshmen and sophomore players who weren't on the South Valley team. They needed the summer work. Every high school in the state of Oregon gets 10 days of camp practice. And so the South, we just called it the Pacific Rim Bowl camp.
Okay.
And so the team, the boys who made the team were prepping for the Japan All-Star game. And the boys who didn't make team, they were still coming to practice and they were just working on just very fundamental skills with our freshmen and sophomores. And so luckily and fortunately, we had a very large staff that was able to concentrate both in both groups. So our boys, our younger boys, were not neglected from the experience, the football experience. And they got to witness some of the cultural things, you know, that it wasn't like they were engaged in as much, although I can say that the Ashland boys had a few freshmen families that were hosting players. So I think they got that up close and personal relationship with some of those boys right there. So, you know, we just had to schedule times. We don't have the facilities to have, you know, too much going on. But, you know, for one day, the Japan team would be on the turf side of Ashland High School's field and the South Valley team was on the grass. And then one day we flipped over. And then when they would go on some of their excursions, then we would, you know, we'd have more freedom to do some things. And we had one practice at Phoenix High School for South Valley while Japan went to Crater Lake.
So you got to know the other coaches pretty well.
And, well, fortunately for me, I know most of them because of my relationship with Ashland High School and Phoenix. And I don't know if any other school other than Phoenix would have worked, you know, in this sort of context of trying to bring two teams together because of my connection both with you know, Phoenix and Ashland. Are you talking about the Japan coaches or are the Ashland?
The Japanese.
Oh, and I've known them too. I mean, a lot of those guys are returning coaches. So the head coach was the same coach that was here in my last PRB game of 2015. And so, yeah. So we've known a lot of those coaches for many years.
Okay, well, we have to take a short break. We'll be right back with my guest, Phoenix football head coach Charlie Hall, and Phoenix High School Vice Principal Erica Ochoa. I'm Mike Green. You're listening to the Jefferson Exchange on JPR. You're listening to the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Mike Green. My guests are Phoenix football head coach Charlie Hall and Phoenix High School Vice Principal Erica Ochoa. We're talking about the 18th Pacific Rim Bowl and the cultural exchange activities with athletes from Japan and their families who traveled to Southern Oregon last week for the biennial competition. Coach, what kind of feedback have you heard from the Japanese families about their experiences?
We sent out a survey, and there's a debriefing meeting tonight with the committee, so I'm looking forward to sharing some of these thoughts with them. I have a couple of comments here written up here. So one of the comments from the parents was their appetites for new food were voracious. We had so much fun having them try different things, and their enthusiasm was beyond. It was so special to see our players take leadership in hosting and in building such strong bonds. Both the Japanese players and ours overcoming language and cultural barriers to find connections with boys they just met. I think that's that in essence sums up just what we hope happens, you know, when these boys and these families get together and they make these connections that sometimes become lifelong. A couple other comments right here. We FaceTime with each of their moms, and that was fun to be able to have that connection with the two parents connect. And with technology, you know, this started in 1988. This, you know, the pre-connections through social media and all the things that there are didn't happen. You know, you'd write a letter maybe and mail it to across to Japan. So, and so now it's a lot different. They're excited to eat pizza, hamburger, and authentic Mexican food. They played Brawl Stars. I'm not sure what that is. I know they brought some cute games to teach our players. As a whole, I couldn't believe how much they loved shopping. Dick's Sporting Goods made a quota for the month. They loved hamburgers. Another comment right here. Here's one. You appreciate this, Erica. They would call me mom every meal and would bow before and after each meal to give thanks.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
that's very powerful. The gifts that the boys brought with them to our family were absolutely incredible. They even included stuff for our 2-year-old daughter. Mm-hmm. They were absolutely wonderful with our little girl. They read her stories and sang songs with her and played blocks. It was the cutest thing ever. So I think that's a snapshot of what happens, mm-hmm. you know, that we don't see, you know. And again, and not every family is a little bit different, but mm-hmm. these are just, you know, a couple of the stories that families have from being a part of this experience. So I don't know if you
It's almost like the football game is an excuse to just get these families together and this cross-cultural connection. What is your experience?
That was it was surprising how much they were willing to try. Everything that I put in front of them, it didn't even matter. When they first got off of the bus, when they first got here, we went to 7-Eleven. They were thirsty. So what does my kid do? Mom, they should try Slurpees. I'm like, okay, yeah, great, let's do it. Kids are looking at me like, what is this thing? And I said, you guys just try. And they loved Slurpees, so we ended up with Slurpees. We tried Dutch Bros, you know, because typical American kid with their coffee. So a lot of different types. I asked the boys, what are you wanting to try? And one of them was like, I need tacos. And I'm like, tacos, like, you tell me Taco Bell or like tacos, Mexican tacos. And he's like, no, Mexican tacos. I said, great, let's do it. So that was fun, going to some taco trucks and getting them to experience that, trying to gauge their level of spiciness and how much spice they're willing to try.
Right.
So between that and them asking us to try some new foods as well. They mm-hmm. wanted some Japanese food, so we went to a Japanese restaurant. They were able to also teach us some of the things. I'm like, I don't know what this thing is on the menu. They're like, no, you try. Great, I'll try. And so it kind of went back and forth. It was pretty awesome. Same kind of thing. Like, it was kids in a candy store when we went to Dick's Sporting Goods. because, you know, they were just sharing how much, how hard it is to find football gear in Japan for them. Most of it has to be online.
Oh, yeah.
And so they don't get to try on
that
the
makes
things.
Sense.
Yeah. And so between that, one of our boys was a bigger boy because he needs to be. He's part of the line. And so he's like, it's hard to find clothes my size in Japan. And so we were trying to find clothing. And he's like, everything here is big. It's easy. It's easy to find clothes. And I said, yep, you're absolutely right. I asked the boys, you know, like, what has been the most surprising towards the end of the trip? What's the most surprising thing that you have found here in America? And they're like, everything's big. Food is big. Clothes are big. Shoes are big. And so anyways, it was really great to just kind of compare some of the things. We talked about transportation. I got a unique experience because I was just a parent and an administrator. So I was pretty lucky where I got to show them around the school. And my kid was able to kind of compare his educational experience with their educational experience. So in taking them on the tour, they were so surprised. And I think they asked me probably about 10 times, the group that I was leading, like, you're telling me this is free. I said, yep, free public school. Wait, you don't pay anything. Yep, you don't. You get to take anything. Yep, and they were just blown away by the level of opportunity that we provide students. And a lot of them are like, yeah, we have to go to private schools to be able to afford the level of education that we want. And so it was really awesome to just kind of get a little sense of what their experiences are.
I imagine that our kids, our students, got a level of appreciation for things that we kind of take for granted.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so that was one of the biggest takeaways. My kid's like, Mom, like, we've been to Mexico because that's my home country. And he gets that experience. But also he's like, it's not just Mexico. There's other countries that you have to pay for your education. And it's not everything's provided like it is here. And I said, yep, you're absolutely right. And so the level of gratitude, I think, was something that my kid's like, Mom, I got to level up on that. Like, they're very grateful about everything. And I said, absolutely. I said, so, like, what are you learning, kid? And that was one of the biggest takeaways from him and from my younger ones as well.
My guests are Phoenix football head coach Charlie Hall and Phoenix High School vice principal Erica Ochoa. Now, Coach, this cultural exchange has been going on for a long time. How have you managed to sustain these relationships all this time?
I have to give credit to a few people. On their side of the PRB Japan, there are some really dedicated, committed folks that sustain the program on their side. And I think it's probably harder to sustain it at an all-star level because you don't have that brand or the loyalty of one school that's kind of supporting this whole thing. And so the folks that are part of PRB Japan constantly working, constantly recruiting, constantly getting people to support what they're trying to do, and they've done an amazing job. And they're going through some leadership change right now. There are some folks that have been in the program since I've been in the program, and I know from the official administrative level there's going to be some changes. And that's, you know, always concerning, but I know that they're committed to making this, you know, continue and to blossom in the future. I know they've invited, you know, the South Valley team to come to Japan in 2027. So we're going to talk about that tonight at our meeting. And, you know, we're a little premature trying to get the ball rolling, but, you know, that's definitely on the calendar.
So that starts right away.
It does, you know, somewhat. You know, then on our end, you know, I have to give a shout out to Steve Mitzel, Michelle Mitzel, who was an assistant of mine back in 2005 and went to Japan and was there as a coach. And when we did this, the PRB from my time as the head coach at Ashland High School, we were the coaches, we were the administrators, we were the fundraisers, we did everything. We didn't have a support team like Japan has. Japan has six coaches, they have five administrators that chaperone and do a lot of the logistical support. But, you know, for us now, Steve Mitzel, who has transitioned from football coach into sort of an administrative person in the Pacific Rimbo, he's the president of that. And him and his wife did a great job with the logistics and planning things. And so much happens beyond what these folks do, the parents and the host family, because we need the hospitality that we show their staff and their coaches. We don't rival what they do for us when we go there, and the things that they take, the places they take us and do for our program is incredible. So we try to match that hospitality with different events and dinners and recognitions, you know, throughout the week.
Well, I know there's a focus on the cultural exchange experience, but athletes are competing to win. Has there been any thought of expanding this number of schools that participate here? I know that you told me about the lopsided situation with Japan.
This was kind of that experiment, you know. But, you know, clearly Ashland and Phoenix are kind of not strong programs currently, you know, and trying to blend ourselves together. We were better than maybe just an Ashland-only team, I really think. We were somewhat competitive at times. We had some key injuries before the game and during the game that really made the game more lopsided, I felt like, and that's just football. I mean, the same thing happened in 2001 over there when starting quarterback got hurt in the first drive, you know, mirrored what happened in our game, and, you know, we struggled after that point. I think, Mike, the biggest concern going forward with blending more schools is that Ashland High School is very invested in this Pacific Rim Bowl, and I think I don't know if they're really to relinquish, you know, that sole proprietorship, you know, in the Pacific Rim Bowl, because it's more than just a game.
Right.
And I think our community embraces what we've done, and they love the experience for their kids. This was an easy transition, bringing Phoenix and merging our two schools because of proximity and similar philosophies and how we go about things. Okay. The one problem with, you know, we are playing an all-star game-ish before the senior season. So I don't think coaches are willing to give up their best players for the sake of an all-star game, you know, and then risk injury, take them away from their team training because they're getting ready for their senior season. So, you know, when you look at the big picture of you know, South Medford, North Medford, yes, there are good, talented kids in those schools, and Crater and Eagle Point, if you got this full Valley team, but you'd be cherry-picking these best players who wouldn't be with their team for a chunk of the summer, and I don't think coaches would be wanting to sacrifice that for their opportunity to improve over this course of the summer.
Well, to your point, there's a risk of injury, and that has happened.
Right. The only thing that I think if and just thinking kind of out loud here is that if we want a more competitive game from the USA side, then it has to be more of a postgraduate all-star team, and then you could get kids who are done with their eligibility that want to continue to play before they go on to their next step, you know, athletically or academically, much like the Leshwa Bowl, you know, they have for the all-star team in Portland for the high school teams, or the East-West Shrine Game in Eastern Oregon for the smaller high schools. It would have to be something of that nature, and then I don't know if it retains its same, you know, value, because the value of the Pacific Rim Bowl is the host team experience.
Yes.
You know, there are all types of international competitions throughout the world, okay? And we are very supportive of Team USA when they play Japan in soccer, and it's just that we're going to root for our home team. But this is different, and I think the value that, you know, our players and our community gain from being a part of the Pacific Rim Bowl is invaluable.
Well, we have about a minute left, so tell me the most memorable experiences you've had this past week.
I think for us is the depth of the connection. And so I think some of the most memorable things that we've had is the sharing or the exchange of the foods, the exchange of the love for not just football, but other things that connect us and leading with curiosity in this world right now that we're in, where it's us versus them. Just in general, like that level of connection, just reminding everybody, like, it doesn't matter where people are from. It doesn't matter where kids are from. Like, they're all kids. They can connect when they know each other, when they're giving each other the opportunity to connect. Like, we're human. Like, we should connect more often. And we're able to do that for us. Like, just everything from the candy store, Dick's store experience, the level of excitement in there. And it wasn't just my boys. It was like, I think half of the team was there at the same time. So poor Dick's Sporting Goods people definitely met their quota, like that family said. It was awesome.
Fostering friendships.
Yes.
And with the adults?
Well, I just say the peace ceremony we had at Lithia Park on Tuesday, yeah, and with a special guest, Hideko Tamura, 91 years old, Hiroshima bomb survivor. Yeah. She spoke to both boys in English and Japanese, and she's traveling back to Hiroshima for the 80th anniversary. And just her perspective, and really about connections and relationships and culture, I think, are so important. So I think that it'll probably be one of her last, you know, opportunities to be able to make that presentation in public.
Okay, well, unfortunately, that's all the time we have. Thank you, Coach. Thank you, Erica.
Thank you.
My guests were Phoenix football head coach Charlie Hall and Phoenix High School vice principal Erica Ochoa.